If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Sarah Meany is on a phone line now. She is the Tourism Secretary Designee for the state of Wisconsin. Sarah, welcome to the Afternoon News.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, we talk a lot about Illinois politics and the corruption and things like that, but you guys play hardball up in Wisconsin too, so you're the designee still waiting for Senate approval, correct?
I haven't changed a single thing about how hard I'm working for the tourism industry.
Okay. So last year, the tourism industry brought in, more than 113 million visitors, $22.2 billion. And obviously, tourism has been hit hard everywhere. But I'm just wondering how Wisconsin is doing.
Well, that's a great question. Without question, the entire tourism industry has been hit hard. But there are a lot of reasons why we are optimistic that Wisconsin is well-positioned to bounce back. We know that people still want to get out of their homes. They want to get out and travel, and they're looking for safe ways to do so. They're looking for places where they can spread out, spend time with the people they love, make memories, and do the things that they love. And Wisconsin is also really uniquely positioned geographically for a lot of major metropolitan areas, such as Chicago, for example. And we've traditionally relied, very heavily on Chicago and Illinois travelers, along with folks from Iowa and Minnesota, Michigan, and even Missouri. So we know that position helps us to offer a wide variety.
I've taken advantage of it. I mean, I spent a night in Milwaukee over in the early days. I spent a week at a lake house in southern Wisconsin. But, Sarah, I just squeezed in that week because had it been a week either side, I would have been prohibited from coming to work in Chicago for 2 weeks.
Understood. And it's unfortunately a part of what we're all dealing with right now, which is, our leaders around the country are making decisions in the interest of keeping people safe. And we in Wisconsin take that very seriously as well. We have traveler and resident health at the forefront of our work in tourism. And as a result, businesses all over the state are working really hard to make sure that they're putting in place all of the best practices possible. And we work really closely with our friends at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to make sure that those businesses have the resources they need to follow public health guidelines and ensure customers and employees can stay safe while also keeping those businesses open.
The Illinois numbers have been going up a little bit. Wisconsin's have been going up quite a lot more, and the governor announcing today that they're going to create this field hospital at the state fairgrounds in West Allis, I think it is. So who are you trying to convince to get out, Wisconsinites or those of us in Chicago and elsewhere?
So our work through the summer, frankly, since March, has been all about continuing to inspire people to think about times when they can travel to Wisconsin. And all of those decisions, of course, are very individual. And in fact, a lot of the data coming out at a national level that about traveler sentiment tells us that at its lowest, it was around 35% of Americans were willing to travel outside their home community. We're now seeing about 49 or 50% of Americans reporting that they are comfortable traveling outside of their communities. We expect that to continue to grow, but that's very real. So our focus really has been on continuing to communicate inspiration and options for people based on their choices, and to give people the resources they need to make choices and safe choices once they do arrive in Wisconsin or in a community across the state.
When Chicago puts in its restrictions, and it's just Chicago and Cook County, obviously, do you feel that? Do you notice a drop in tourism spending?
Well, it's been interesting because while I wish we had a real-time ticker to tell us exactly who's coming from where and, crossing borders and into which communities, we don't see things exactly in real time. Sometimes it's a lag of several days, and sometimes it's several months in the patterns of spending. Mm-hmm. But what we have seen, even during times of very short stint on that temporary travel circumstance. We do still see a consistent influx of people from Illinois, as well as from Minnesota, and people traveling across Wisconsin to other communities. Now, that's not to say, however, that their choices haven't changed. We are seeing greater rates of arrivals in some of our rural communities and significant declines in our bigger cities. So as you can imagine, that translates pretty closely to what it is we know people are feeling. They're looking for places to get out and about and still keep their distance in order to keep themselves and their loved ones healthy and safe.
You know, I'm not aware that, does Minnesota have a ban program the way Chicago does?
I am not aware of one related to Wisconsin right now.
Well, so this would be a big time for you, right? The colors are changing to the north, and people typically would go up for a drive, stay maybe in northern Wisconsin or even the middle sections. How is that looking?
Well, you know, and it's interesting. We do have quite a few people from the Chicagoland area and Illinois who have second homes or vacation homes in Wisconsin all throughout the state. So even through the summer, we definitely saw an uptick of people taking extended stays and spending time in their second homes during times when potentially the city didn't necessarily feel like the place they wanted to be. Mm-hmm. But what we have seen is a significant uptick in activities in the outdoor rec space. So whether it's fishing licenses being purchased or outdoor recreation equipment being purchased in the state of Wisconsin, hiking, arrivals at our state parks are significantly up. And so all of that is really translating into money being spent in areas of the state that weren't necessarily being spent at that rate, but also that products and services are being utilized. So while it isn't a rosy picture, not all is lost. Certainly, we are optimistic that that'll continue and that fall offers an extended opportunity for businesses such as restaurants and bars to continue to serve folks outside. This is an important piece of keeping the economy moving forward while we move into what we all know to be sometimes, a challenging winter season.
And I don't need to tell you this, obviously, but what a change in gears you must have went through when, I mean, here, your big story probably this year is going to be hosting the Democratic National Convention.
And There were a few. We're grateful for the future in 2021 for the Ryder Cup, which is still on track to take place in Wisconsin. The DNC certainly was an exciting opportunity, but, you know, that's one of the bigger examples. But, of course, you know, events and gatherings all over Wisconsin, not to mention all over the country, mean a lot of losses to a lot of communities. So the good news is some of the stimulus grant activity that we've been able to put in place for the tourism economy is an important way to bolster that and bring many of those businesses through the tough times so that they can remain open once we're through to the other side of this.
I suppose the big question, as a former student in Milwaukee, and I know you live in Milwaukee, does Real Chili have outdoor dining?
You know, Real Chili travels pretty well, Steve, so I'm pretty comfortable that a takeout from Real Chili is going to taste just as delicious as it was sitting at that counter. The conversation might be a little bit different.
I'm just sure it will. Sarah Meany, the tourism secretary designee for the state of Wisconsin. I know it's been a rough year. I appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for talking.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News right here on 720 WGN.